community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, in the studio with me this morning, we've got Lisa from the Pandemonium Theatre Company. Morning, Lisa.
Morning.
How are you today?
Absolutely brill.
Fantastic. Look, you've brought the sun with you. It's sunshiny now. And
I always do.
It was all pants before you turned up. Yeah. Everything seems okay
now. That's my life, yeah.
Now, as I say, you're the Pandemonium Theatre Company, or from them. And how many members are there in the Pandemonium?
Well, it depends how many I want to be in it. Because
Right.
I started it, and if I like people, I invite them in. And if
Fantastic.
I don't like people, I don't have anything to do with them.
Fantastic. That's the way life should be, to
it
be
is.
Honest with you.
Yeah, no, we're all pals. That's the thing. We're all mates. There's a group of about 10 mates. We all get on absolutely brilliantly. We have a great time.
Now,
and so do our audience.
Now, what you do, what you've done before in the past, and this is no exception, you take a play that's been written by a famous playwright, normally Shakespeare,
yeah.
and you jazz it up. And make it a little bit more up to date and change it slightly.
Yeah, we do. We don't know who this Shakespeare is, but we found some of his plays are quite good. And what we've done this time, there's one that he did called The Merry Wives of Windsor, which is virtually panto anyway.
Right, yeah.
It's all about these knights who are chasing all these ladies.
Oh, really?
So I've updated it, put it into modern English, and set it with Brentwood Town Football Club, who apparently are real, and I've put all their wags in as well.
Oh, really?
So it's absolutely brilliant. It's full of football jokes, full of local jokes. Full of jokes about Essex girls. We're going to have a great time with it.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So this is, the tickets are £10 and they're from Maggie's in 41 High Street in Gatestone. The telephone number of Maggie's, can I give that out?
Is
that
okay? Yeah, please do.
01277 356 262, and it's being held at Ingatestone Hall. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, the £10 is worth it just to see the hall, let alone us.
Is it open air?
No, thank God, because it's in end of February, so
it could be a bit cruel
to the audience.
Silly, yeah.
No, we're in the beautiful long stone hall, which is fab, full of antiques, old beams, old panelling. It's just beautiful. It's a really beautiful location. And we run a little bar, and my stage manager has said that if anybody buys a programme, he will give them a free glass of red wine, white wine or orange juice.
Oh, really?
So it's worth getting him when he's in this good mood
along. It's only a tenner for the ticket. Anyway,
yeah.
So Ingatestone Hall, Hall Lane in Ingatestone on the 24th and 25th of February. Show start at 8 o'clock. So you're doing the 2 days?
Yeah, we do the 2 days and the rest of the time we're practising, because we need all the practice we can get. No, we're
now,
all very good, actually.
How have your presentations gone in the past? Have they been sold out? Or
we sell well, actually. I mean, people seem to like our brand of humour.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of what we do is we have loads of bits of pop music. This show is a little bit smutty.
Is it?
Yeah, oh yeah, it is.
That's right up my street, then.
Yeah. It's a bit like a carry-on film.
That's a bit of me.
Yeah, it's nothing really bad. So it's fine for teenagers. Nothing ever happens, but there's lots of innuendos and jokes.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, that's our sort of style.
That's typical wags then, really.
Exactly.
Isn't it? Are you doing anything with your accent? Because your accent, you speak too well, if you don't want me saying so. You've got a fantastic accent. You've got to speak a little bit like this.
Well, when I play one of the Essex girls, I will be doing a bit more like this and getting them all well gel.
That's it. You got it.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Have I got the part?
So how many wags are there going to be in this?
Well, there's two really sort of central wags, played by myself and my friend Sue. And we've also got a fantastic part. There's a sort of glamour gran called Nanny Quickly. And
glamour gran.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
She's wonderful. She's absolutely shameless, played
really?
By my friend Jean. She's like 65 and in Ray-Bans and going around pursuing all the guys. It's really funny. It's a great part for Jean. She's going to love it.
I bet there's people out there that still do that, you know. They still go out on the pursuit.
Yeah, why not? Why give up?
Do you know, there's a fantastic a master of ceremonies he is, and he a toastmaster, that was the word I was trying to think of, and he's about 75. And I've known him, Tony's name, he's a lovely, lovely guy, he really is. And he said to me, this was a couple of years ago, and this is my girlfriend. And I went, oh, it felt really weird. The word girlfriend, and he's 75, and she was about 75 as well. And I'm going, oh, this feels really, it's really surreal. It's just, it doesn't seem to fit.
Well, why not? You can have fun at any age.
You can. It's just the word girlfriend. Don't you? Oh, hang on a minute. Hold up.
He's not ready to commit. He's only 75.
He's just easing into it.
Yeah.
So let's give it another blast again. Tickets are £10 from Maggie's in the High Street in Ingatestone, 01277 356 262, and it's being held at Ingatestone Hall Lane in Ingatestone on the 24th and 25th of February. The show starts at 8 o'clock. How long is each show?
Oh, short as we can.
Get back to the bar.
Yeah, then we can open the bar again. No, it's probably about finished about 10:15, I would have thought.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah. Quite good. It won't give you a numb bum sitting
down for 45 minutes. The seats are nice at Ingatestone Hall anyway.
Fantastic.
We're not allowed to sit on the antique ones. But
oh, really?
I know.
Oh, they're silly rules.
I know, silly little rules. I mean, they're only worth £60,000 each.
Silly rules, you know, with the padding and all the rest of it.
I know.
Anyway, that's Lisa with the Pandemonium Theatre Company, The Merry Wags of Ingatestone, written and directed by Lisa Matthews. Changed. From Shakespeare to Lisa Matthews' version.
Yeah, my version. Better than his.
Lisa, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. It was lovely to be here.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.